Blog Talk Radio.
Morning show is entitled The Necessity of the Incarnation of Jesus, the Logos, or the Word of God. I'm going to be reading from the prologue of John's Gospel, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. That is a beginning which was not a beginning. Through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it, or more closely, did not overcome it. There was a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that life, so that we have all men might believe. Now, let me say at this point that this John was John the Baptizer, and John the Baptizer did not write the Gospel of John. It was the disciple of the Apostle John who wrote the Gospel of John, not John the Baptizer. So let me continue. Verse 8, he himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to every man who's coming into the world. He was in the world, and through him the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh, incarnate, and dwelt, and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of John was written between AD 90 and 100. The emphasis is the Judean ministry of Jesus. For John, Jesus is the revelatory word. He is the Logos. And please keep in mind that there are no parables in the Gospel of John. We find the parables, however, in the Synoptic Gospels, that is Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The word synoptic means a seeing together. John's Gospel document is distinct, it is dissimilar to the Synoptic Gospels. In John's Gospel, once again, there are no parables, however, discourses or the speeches of the Logos are emphasized, which is consistent with the prologue. So, the prologue of verse John, we find in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. And what we, again, the writer emphasizes the faith-producing impact of Jesus' initial ministry. So, again, he John focuses on a particular aspect of the Christ event. So we have the great I am advocate of the Gospel of John. We have Jesus that is the incarnate word, change in water to wine, chapter 2, verses 1. And we see its power over quality of life, the quality of life. The healing of the son in chapter 4, verses 46 to 54, and the area of power is over snakes. The healing of the infinite man in chapter 5, verses 9. We have the gift on Jesus, the power of the time this man had been in this particular state for 38 years. In the feeding of the 5,000, chapter 6, verses 1 to 15, we have his power over quantity. The walking on water, chapter 6, verses 16 to 26, we have emphasis on Jesus' power over natural law. And of course, the healing of the blind man in chapter 9, we see the area of power, that is, Jesus' power over misfortune, over human fortune. And in the raising, not the resurrection of Lazarus, but the resuscitation of Lazarus. Resurrection means to have a necessity of resurrection body. Lazarus did not give the resurrection body. He was revived and resuscitated by Jesus. In chapter 11, verses 1 to 56, and we have the area of power emphasized here. This Jesus' power over death, over Thanatos. The word believe is used 98 times in the Gospel of John, and it is full meaning of the verb being the continuing process of belief, also involving progress. Let me say that once again. The word belief is used 98 times in the Gospel of John, and if it's full meaning, the verb means the continuing process of belief, also involving progress. In John chapter 1, verse 1, we have once again, in the beginning was the word and God, and the word was God. So we have the preposition in. In the Greek, the preposition in, the end is the preposition rest. The preposition rest. So the article before the noun arche is not in the Greek text. So we have the Greek in the beginning. The verb I make means was it. So in beginning or in arche was it the focus. And so we have the basket article whole before the noun logos. And the word again, the verb I make, the word was it. And the word that is the Logos was his God. And so in John chapter 1, right, we are given the deity of Jesus Christ. Now, there is a cult that teaches that in the prologue of John, Jesus is called a God. And you can never find an indefinite article in this prologue modifying the noun logos. It's not in any manuscripts. We have over 5,000 extant manuscripts of the New Testament. And none of those writings do we find definitely modifying the Talmud, the Logos. So it's imperative to understand this. Verse 2. The same was his in the beginning of God. So this word arche in this passage means the beginning, which was not the beginning. In other words, the eternal nature of the Logos is emphasized. It's the eternal deity. So in verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything that was made. We're told in the exhortation, the title of the book Peter, that this one, the incarnate one, the Logos, upholds all things by the word of his power. So underlying the order as energy of which we live. And you and I understand that mass, the standing wave function of the book void. That there is no such thing as substance. What we have is energy or energetic patterns, interrelated energetic patterns. We have this influence of what's called the repetitive void of nature. So the word upholds all things by its power. We know from the second law of thermodynamics that tendency of mass energy is toward an amorphous state. But it is he keeps the creative order balance, or keeps, propels, or keeps the creative words as if he maintains creation. This is a word of the Lord, this is a word of the person of God, and Jesus Christ. And verse 4 we have, in him was in life, and the life was the thought. Life of men. Now, verse 5, very important, the life that is thought. The P-H-O-S in Greek keeps word for life, and the light shines in darkness. Scotia, that is the word Scotia, the consequence of darkness. And the light shineth in darkness, the darkness did not overcome it. So he is the Word of God. Jesus is the presence of God and be created. The body come to save mankind, to rescue mankind from sin, from the darkness of sin, from the destructive nature and power of sin. In order to bring eternal life to as many as received, and those who gave the power to become son of God. This is the emphasis in the scripture on the person of Christ. Please meditate on the prologue of the gospel. Let it become part of your being. Study the word of God. Meditate on the message that we have. Remember, this word is your life. As Moses told his people in the book of Deuteronomy, this word is our life. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. To take in the word of God and the word of God will change your life. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.